Joining us from Toronto, she is the public relations director. She is the events coordinator. She does a lot of wonderful things, and she's been very successful at them. At least that's what she tells us. Let's welcome Miss F to Weekend Magazine. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. You reached out to Weekend Magazine, and we appreciate that. First of all, tell us about yourself, Miss F. Is that your real name?
It's not my real name, but it's a name I like to use in print. But I'm also comfortable using my real name as well, which is Fatima.
Yeah.
So I am the public relations representative, director of marketing, and event coordinator for Oasis Aqua Lounge, which is a water-themed clothing optional sex club in downtown Toronto.
Nice. Now,
A lot of fun.
Miss F, you sent us an email and it caught our attention. The Gentleman's Hour. You have a special seminar coming up later this month for guys to finally figure it out and be better partners.
That's right. Yeah, we wanted to show the guys some love. Our seminar is scheduled for Wednesday, April 15th, and it's called The Gentleman's Hour. And the idea is that men can attend this fun workshop, learn how to connect more intimately with their partners, learn how to appreciate each other, and add a little spice in the bedroom. So we have a workshop, we have a demo, we're going to be having some vendors, so the gentlemen can pick out something nice for their ladies and bring it home and, you know, just show some appreciation.
I guess I got to represent the male gender on this with this conversation, Ms. F. Why do you think guys got it wrong? Who's been leading you with this information?
Well, we don't think that guys have it wrong. The idea is that Oasis Aqua Lounge usually focuses on women. So we focus on women's sexuality, their comfort, respect, teaching them things. But we haven't really put a lot of attention on the men.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was researching events for, researching ideas for events for April, I realized that April 18th is actually Husband Appreciation Day, which I thought was kind of cool.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So when we were talking about throwing around some ideas for events for April, I just figured, you know, it might be a good month to focus more on the men. And it's not that we think that men are doing anything wrong. It's that sometimes, you know, men may want to take their partners to a place like Oasis, not really sure how to broach the topic. And a good place to start is to strengthen your relationship. So if you have good communication, if you have good intimacy, it's an easy segue to sort of bring your partner to Oasis, because you really need to have a strong relationship and strong communication in order to be in such a sexually liberated environment.
And it could also add some fun and maybe bring back some of that creativity in the relationship.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of positive.
Exactly.
There,
yeah. You can bring it home with you.
You know, on a couple of other things, Miss F, has the movie 50 Shades of Grey changed a lot of people? We know the book had a big impact on people. Has the movie had that same impact? Because you're one that's very closely connected to the sexual community, if you will.
You know what? I don't really know if the movie has had a huge impact. The feedback that I got from people who saw the movie, it was a little bit lukewarm. I mean, I feel like the book had a major impact on sexuality and the way that people view, you know, kink and BDSM. I'm not too sure about the movie. We did an event on February 13th. In celebration of the opening, because the opening of the movie was on February 13th in Canada. So we did an event, and the event was a lot of fun. And we had some great features of that particular event, but I'm not too sure about the movie. I think there's other movies out there that, you know, that might sort of entice people to explore their sexuality a little bit more.
Miss F, do you think people are becoming more liberated with their sexuality as well, being more open to discuss verbally and maybe experience things? Has there been a change with education that way?
I would definitely say yes. In particular, I feel like women have started to take the reins on their own sexuality. Like, women are definitely getting more empowered with their bodies, you know, getting more in touch with themselves, taking the reins on situations. And I think in general, people are a lot more open to talking about sex, talking about exploring, discussing their desires with their partners or even with their friends. And I think it's great. It's a really interesting shift that's happening right now.
It's not left in the bedroom, or it's not behind closed doors anymore, and it's not something we shouldn't talk about, because our sexuality and being sexual is a very healthy thing.
Exactly. And we also think, you know, men should have that opportunity as well as women, which is why, you know, we have some events this particular month that are focusing more towards the men.
You know, on this program, Miss F, we always ask our guests, because we have a curious mind, how does one get into the profession that you're in? I mean, you're in public relations, but how did you find this job?
My background is in event management. So I went to school for event management, but I always had a very open view towards sexuality. I identify as queer, meaning I guess you could say I'm mostly lesbian. So I've really been out about my sexuality. I've really been interested in sex, and I never really saw myself in sort of a corporate environment. I'm a pretty creative, sort of artsy person, and I really needed to be in an environment that was open, that was liberated, and that let me be myself. And when I found the club, it was such a great, welcoming environment, and I really saw myself as wanting to do events for this place. And it started with me doing one particular event, and then as the club grew, I sort of grew with it, and it just so happens that I sort of got in at a time where the business was starting to grow. So it's a little bit of luck, a little bit of, you know, throwing my personality in there. It just sort of all came together, and it was just the perfect fit.
Yeah, I would think you really have to be outgoing to be in public relations to begin with, but what you do, I mean, it's such a personal thing for people, too, that you have to be there to kind of comfort them as they go ahead and make the steps that they may be having to deal with.
And I'm happy to do that. I mean, it's exciting to open people's minds and to introduce them to concepts that maybe they were a little bit, you know, wary about before. And just seeing, like, the joy on people's faces, like, just being in an environment where, you know, they're accepted, they're not judged, everybody can enjoy themselves and enjoy their partners, and it's a really beautiful vibe there.
Did you grow up in Toronto?
No, I grew up in Thunder Bay, Ontario, actually.
So you're from Thunder Bay, and
I am.
You're obviously young at heart, and was it an issue for you in high school when you realized that I'm gay, and did you have somebody to talk to back then? Was there good support at school and your parents?
Well, actually, my cousin and I came out to each other. So that's sort of how that sort of started. And then we had a small group of friends, and we were kind of our own little LGBT youth group. So I didn't really have as much trouble as maybe I could have had, because I had some really great friends and some family behind me. Mm. But I came out at 17, and then by, you know, 18, I was out the door and going to school in Ottawa. So there was a window between me coming out and then me, like, leaving Thunder Bay. So, I mean, maybe that sort of helped a little bit, too. But like I said, I always had, like, really cool, creative, open-minded people around me. So I never felt judged by my friends. I felt like it was always okay for me to be who I was, and I feel really lucky to have that. Yeah.
What's your message to the youth listening to you today?
I guess my message would be hang on to who you are, believe in yourself, and just know that everything that you feel and everything that you want to do is okay, and it's important, and it's valid.
And do you still have that stigma of some people saying, oh, she's a lesbian, stay away from her? Do you get that in 2015?
Only from other lesbians, no. I don't really feel it so much in Toronto. But again, I mean, I'm pretty lucky because I'm in the downtown core. I'm in a big city. I also identify as a femme, which means I'm on the more feminine spectrum.
What does that mean? Like, educate me. I'm just an old guy that doesn't really know what a femme. What is a femme? What is a femme?
Okay, so a femme is a lesbian who presents herself on the more feminine spectrum. So I like long hair. I have long hair. I wear dresses. I wear makeup. I look feminine. My preference is more towards women who present more on the masculine. Like, I kind of like the butch look and the more masculine look.
Yeah.
But femmes might have it a little bit easier sometimes because, like, we don't look, like, you look at us, and people don't, they're like, oh, she's a lesbian, but she still looks like, quote unquote, a woman.
Yeah.
So I don't get that stigma that, like, other queer people who don't present, like, so conventionally would get.
Okay.
And that's just a privilege that I have, and I need to recognize that privilege. Like, I have it pretty lucky, and so it's, I always kind of want to think outside the box and think how other people might feel, you know?
That's Miss F joining us from Oasis Aqua Lounge in Toronto. You have a nice day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is Weekend Magazine with Sean Kelly on 800 CJBQ.